Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Reaction Time. Here in the studio reacting with me is Sheikh Ali Qummi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to Reaction Time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks.
So it's nice to have you again. Thanks for taking time out. We have this video on the episode today regarding this, all the things that are going on in Gaza. I don't want to, you know, let you in on the surprise of the reaction to it. But with that, let's go ahead and react,
sure.
Inshallah.
What do we know about the Al Ahli Arab Hospital massacre? Al Jazeera has verified a timeline of events of how news of this massacre unfolded across social media. On Tuesday, 17th October, at around 6:59 p.m., a massive explosion ripped through.
That's the day when
Ali
rapper
Arab
delivered the speech too, right?
This video,
October 17th, yeah, probably.
Captures the first sounds of ordnance whirring through the air and the subsequent explosions. Almost immediately, multiple eyewitnesses take to social media to describe the scenes of a massacre with hundreds of bodies scattered in the aftermath. Many images are too graphic to broadcast. At 8:23 p.m., the Israeli Prime Minister's social media advisor, Hanania Naftali, celebrated the bombing by saying Israeli Air Force struck a Hamas terrorist base inside a hospital in Gaza. A multiple number
base
of terrorists
inside a hospital.
Yeah. Then deleted the tweet. The Israeli army were quick to deny having anything to do with the attack on the hospital and tweeted, "The Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorist organization is responsible for the failed shooting that hit the hospital." Along with the tweet, they posted CCTV footage reportedly confirming rockets being launched by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. One glaring problem with the footage they shared was the timestamp. The CCTV feed displays a timestamp of 7:59 p.m.
Yeah,
which was approximately
they caught like good stuff.
So they had to defend themselves.
Yeah,
you know, otherwise.
Removed the attached footage. Other Israeli army affiliated accounts also began circulating footage, which was later debunked and confirmed to be from August 2022. Another Twitter account claimed to be an Al Jazeera journalist at Farida Khan, saying, "I saw with my own eyes."
That's a fake journalist. She doesn't exist.
Ayash 250 rocket. This account was then deactivated after it proved to be fake.
Gotcha.
The Al Jazeera network acted swiftly, releasing this statement on X,
formerly
known as Twitter. "This account has no ties to Al Jazeera, its views or content." So, what other evidence is there of the explosion? The Israeli army claims footage on Al Jazeera proves the explosion at Al Ahli Arab Hospital was due to a failed rocket launch by Palestinian Islamic Jihad. After analyzing the footage, we can see a rocket being intercepted and breaking apart in midair. Two more explosions follow. The first can be seen in the distance, followed by a second, much larger explosion.
Should also talk about the social media aspect,
this was the
you know, and how they're like doing things and censoring, blocking.
Investigation team has dedicated a detailed investigation into the matter. Independent military and weapons experts are still reviewing social media footage and eyewitness accounts. The Israeli army still refuses to let international journalists or independent bodies such as the ICC from entering Gaza to act as independent investigators. The claims and counterclaims continue, and across social media, unverified and misleading assertions have become part of a wider narrative, much of it confusing and inaccurate, but all of it aimed at assigning blame without the facts to back it up.
So Sheikh, another really good video on this whole incident. You know, without any delay, your initial reactions on this.
Well,
thing.
While all of us know that, you know, social media is filled with misinformation, many a times when we are surfing through the internet, we forget this.
Yeah.
I don't know
many
how
times
it happens.
We forget this.
I don't know how it happens, but it happens too often.
Yeah.
Right? We know that, okay, it's a free internet, so to speak, right?
Everybody's
free
doing
social
within,
media,
yeah.
Right? So everybody's just posting whatever.
Whatever, exactly.
And we know that there are agencies sitting there, and we know that they have their own operation units, you know, who are posting stuff. But when we are surfing through it, you know, after a while, we seem to lose track of this key piece of information that there is misinformation out there on social media. It's first and foremost, to all of our viewers, to all the brothers and sisters out there, to all the believers out there, and those who are watching this, do not trust everything and anything that you see on social media.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
of course.
I understand that sometimes it's difficult.
Yeah.
But again, keep recalling and reminding yourself that there is misinformation, right? Then at top of that misinformation, you have a Zionist entity which is cunning, which is shrewd, which is
a deceitful, lying, criminal,
liar,
smoke and mirrors,
right? A terrorist regime, right? Mm. They would go to any lengths to deceive the masses, right? Yeah, yeah. So what they're doing now is they post something, and if it doesn't get noticed, they just leave it there.
Yeah.
If it gets noticed, they go and edit it. And if it gets noticed more, then they delete it to hide it.
And in this case, they totally reverse engineer the thing and say that, oh, we didn't do it.
That's the third level, right? Yeah. That's the third level. So first they go out and celebrate it.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of this whole idea that towards the Akhir al-Zaman, and the closer we get to the reappearance of the Imam of the Time, may Allah hasten his reappearance, that what is going to happen is that these kind of forces will come and change the places of truth and falsehood.
Yes.
And what it is
and
that...
And also change the place of zalim and mazlum, and the oppressor and the oppressed.
And the oppressor. Yeah. This playing the victim thing, I mean, you open the door. So one of the things that the Zionist regime has been doing very well in this... They've been doing it for 70 years, right? But in this current Al-Aqsa operation post, is this playing the victim, that this is our September 11th, you know, and based upon September 11th, we're also going to do what the U.S. did, which is to invade, 50 countries across the world
they
and
learn
decimate
from the best.
Them.
They learn from the great Satan, right?
Yeah.
So this war on terror, right?
Yeah.
Which is a license to go around the across the world and occupy countries, loot their resources, kill their, young ones, kill their elderly people, kill their women, rape their women, abduct their children. Bury them alive, bomb buildings. This is basically a playbook of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now, the Zionist regime is showing off that, okay, I'm a good student of the U.S., right? I'm going to follow the playbook.
Right.
So this playing the victim thing and somehow pretending that this is an excuse for them and a license for them to be able to go and do bloodshed across the world.
Massacre
and genocide across
really
the world.
What it is,
this is a human logic rejects this notion.
Yeah,
right?
I would say animal logic rejects this.
Nobody accepts this, right?
Yeah.
So no matter how hard they try to play a victim, first of all, the world knows you're not a victim. You are a terrorist garrison.
It's interesting.
The entire existence of the Zionist regime is illegitimate. It's
illegal.
And not
only that, right? So I ran across something where the guy, he said if you are the, he said that, first of all, they are dominating somebody else's land. So that, by default, makes you
it's
on the
occupation.
Offense.
It's an occupation, right?
Yeah, you're occupying the other guy, right?
Yeah.
Which means what? Which means that you're on the offense, that you have taken something.
Right.
You cannot be the victim in any way.
Exactly.
The victim is the guy that you're taking the land away
from. If somebody just barges into your house, with a gun, with an AK-47, and is there to loot your house, right, and occupy your house, and then you slap that person, let's say, and then he becomes starts crying that I'm a victim.
Say,
Shahryar, this is not akhlaqi.
This is not akhlaqi,
What are you doing in my house to begin with?
For 70 years.
Yeah.
And as you said, destroying buildings and go ahead. Yeah.
Right, so this whole playing the victim, it has failed, as a matter of fact. We're kind of a bit late to react to it, but I think it'll still help, inshallah, some of the viewers out there. But generally speaking, it's late. The world has acknowledged the fact that the Zionist regime of Israel and their IDF soldiers and their
IOF soldiers, Israeli offensive forces.
Yeah, that. And then also their intelligence agency,
Mossad, and
right?
Shin Bet
and also, I would like to roll in there. There are no citizens living in the occupied lands.
Sure, sure. Based
these
upon
are,
the whole
these
occupation.
These are occupiers. And we addressed that in the talk show too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would just hint towards it.
Yeah.
Because, there's some people who are just asking so innocently, some of them who know and some of them who don't know.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
They're asking innocently that, Hamas at the end of the day attacked the civilians, right?
Yeah.
Well, which civilians?
And
these are criminals. These are criminals, these are occupiers.
Sure.
These are settlers, right, who are living in occupied lands. They're living in somebody else's house, and that somebody else is defending itself.
Yeah.
So which, by which definition do they become a citizen of any country?
Well, and I mean, I think, so fine, let's play, you know, devil's advocate and say that these 1,700 Israelis were civilians. Does that mean that in response to the killing of a civilian, you go and you bomb a hospital with civilians, a school with civilians, an entire nation of 2.3 million people with civilians? I mean, like you said, no human logic will accept this.
Exactly.
That, you know, matter of fact, you should have had the high moral ground and said that this would have been the correct playbook, is to say that, you know, we don't kill civilians, we haven't killed civilians, you know, but they have. But no, you now, according to statistics, if 1,700 quote-unquote civilians of Israel have been killed, it's well over 4,300 Palestinians that have been killed.
Yeah, and look at the statistics in the last 70 plus years.
Yeah, right? Yeah, this is just
why do we all forget about all this, right? It didn't start yesterday. It's 70 plus years of genocide. So this, remember, on the social media and on the internet, you know,
civilians.
I really, really, really want, and I hope that this point gets across.
Yeah.
Do not look at these likes and thumbs up and shares and start believing that, oh, this is organic. No, there are click farms out there.
Yeah.
There are algorithms that are designed by these social media platforms, which are funded and operated through proxies by CIA. Yeah. These are CIA projects. Facebook is a CIA project.
Yeah.
And you may start thinking, what does CIA have to do with Facebook, right?
Yeah, it's a social engineering on a massive level.
Well, they have
a
lot to do with it. Yeah. This is how they want to control the masses, control their thoughts, right? Go to independent sources, do your research, get in contact with people on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that difficult in today's time and age, right?
Yeah.
You can get connected to people across the world. Look at the alternate media, right? I would say look at Press TV, for instance. You know, sometimes I go there. Look at RT sometimes, you know, look at Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
So there are other ways of getting information, right? There are websites that are running from Lebanon. You know, I look at them sometimes, from Iran. You know, these are news websites. Why is it that I'm so dependent on Fox and CNN and BBC and that I just stop there?
Yeah.
Right? They are making up news. They're not news. They're views.
Yeah.
They have decided which side they're going to choose. So they're not informing you about anything.
No. They're propaganding you.
Exactly. They're propaganding you, right?
Yeah.
They're actually advocating for the Zionist regime of Israel because it is a plan. This is what their plan is. So inshallah, for all the believers out there, for all the justice seekers out there, do not just believe these click farms and automated...
Lies.
Automated clicks on videos and whatnot. Yeah. Don't be impressed by it. And alhamdulillah, the world knows. By the way, I didn't talk about this, the sensor machinery that they have, right? It's artificial intelligence-based censorship now.
Okay, interesting.
So it's not like even human
Before
intervention.
Before it was a poor dummy who had to sit
there. Yeah, somebody had to, you know, be paid and sit there and look through
things
and search things.
Now it's artificial intelligence.
It's AI now, right?
Which is probably way faster than...
Yeah, it's automated, right?
It's automated,
How many times has Islamic Post been blocked, right?
Yeah, well, multiple times.
I mean,
we don't even release content which is, you know, against community
guidelines.
There's
Islamic Post, there's PureStream, there are other, you know, platforms I've seen. They've been blocked. Anybody who wants to speak... A narrative which is not the mainstream narrative of the West, they're just goners, you know. And if you don't trust me, just go and try putting up a picture of Sheikh Soleimani.
A
person who is already dead,
right?
Martyred, according to us, but let's call him a dead, dead person.
Yeah.
It's
what
been
is
years
he gonna,
that
what is he going to destroy?
Right. So just try putting up a picture of him and, you know, revere him in any form and shape.
And they'll shut you down,
Put up like Hujaji and Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah and, you know,
Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis,
you know,
guys,
their pictures. And you'll see what happens.
Now, slowly they're doing that, where you put a picture of the leader, you put a quote of the leader, they're going to start to shut you
this
down.
This whole episode of what transpired in Gaza and in Palestine in this recent episode, it completely exposed that free speech and freedom of speech and freedom of expression hoax an image that the West had created about itself, that the social media had created about itself, the mainstream social media I'm talking about. And I think those who are active online and
they are active
in, you know, social media activism, they know exactly what we're talking about.
Exactly. Right? Jazakallah, Sheikh, thank you so much for joining us on Reaction Time. And dear viewers, until next time, we will join you in Reaction Time.